The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia men's basketball had the best result possible when signing up for the exclusive college basketball crown. Most exclusive tournament in April, only 8 teams invited, and the best result is winning the thing. That's obvious, but that's true. And West Virginia wins 3 games in 4 days. They bring home the trophy, detachable crown. So it is, in fact, a crown on what looks like a kind of a place to set it on, like a wooden thing that makes it a trophy. But as soon as you saw that, then the person took off the gigantic crown. So it is a crown. And West Virginia comes back from 13 down in the second half, including down 7 with under 4 minutes left and down 6 in overtime to beat Oklahoma 89-82. And there's two ways to do this as far as when to throw the cold water on what happened today. And since it is the best thing happened today of all the things that could have happened with West Virginia going to Las Vegas. But I got to start with the cold water now or do it at the end? I'm just going to do the cold water first. Okay. The cold water on what happened today is it's the college basketball crown. When the winning head coach on multiple occasions in praising the tournament also throws in nobody wants to be here, not in a negative way, but it's not anybody's first option, the college basketball crown. The first option is the NCAA tournament. I don't know how long the college basketball crown is for this world. It looked like there were hundreds in attendance. I believe the recorded attendance was a little over 3,000 in Las Vegas. It's been around for 2 years. They trimmed the field from 16 to 8 from year 1 to year 2. Will it be 4 teams next year? Who knows? Candidly, making the NCAA tournament and going to Dayton in the first 4 event and losing by 15, for me, is a better season with more momentum than winning the college basketball crown. Because you're playing against teams that are also in agreement, we don't want to be here, of the options available in the postseason. All the other 7 teams and the 8th team being West Virginia, flawed teams. 6 of the 8 players who played in the old golden blue will not be on next season's roster. So very hard to make the argument how you're building for next year as far as momentum with the guys on the roster. Momentum for the coaches, but 6 of the 8 guys aren't going to be on the team next year. There was no throwback to the last time West Virginia won a postseason tournament, the NIT back in 2007 with the misspelled shirts. I was hoping they would run that back. That's a deep cut, and they did not do that. Ross Hodge, in his post-game trophy presentation, when interviewed, talked about the University of West Virginia. And he's been here about a year. So that's calling it the University of West Virginia as the head coach. It's not a great look. You just won the college basketball crown. I have to mention it because it happened. But that's all the cold water. I'm getting the cold water out of the way first. The rest of this podcast is a celebration of this team and what they accomplished in Las Vegas. West Virginia is bringing the crown home to Morgantown. That's awesome. And in figuring out how many crowns were involved, talked about the trophy crown. Everyone got to take a picture on a throne wearing the crown on their head or having the crown in their hand. There were crown hats where they won the crown, but they were hats, not crowns. There were Mardi Gras type chains with gigantic crowns on them. NIL money, haven't talked a lot about that on the podcast, but apparently, I don't know exactly how it works, but $300,000 in NIL money goes to West Virginia players. I don't know if that's even how that split up, $300K from Ghost Energy and maybe other sponsors. It's complicated, but they won $300,000, which is awesome. That's $300,000 greater than zero, right? And they did it in a game where their opponent, I kept looking at the ESPN live stats. Every time I looked, Oklahoma was shooting almost 60% from the field. West Virginia won a game where the other team was making 6 out of every 10 shots for a large portion of the game. Oklahoma finished shooting 53%, which is really good. But do know that a large part of the game, 58, 59, 62%, didn't seem like they missed going into halftime, and then they come out on halftime and the Sooners didn't seem like they were missing. Not a great recipe for West Virginia to win a game when the other team doesn't miss. So how did West Virginia win? West Virginia forced 14 Oklahoma turnovers, scored 26 points off of turnovers in this game. So that's a plus 15 advantage in that category. They didn't miss, but also they had possessions Oklahoma where they threw the ball away or they turned the ball over. And West Virginia took advantage of that, plus 15 in points off turnovers. West Virginia was minus 6 in the rebounding department after the first half, somehow finished plus 1 in rebounding. So that was a big deal. West Virginia made 15 threes, which ties the season high for threes in a game. Got to go back to Little Rock the other time that they made 15 threes. And West Virginia was plus 8 from the free throw line. So in a season where West Virginia struggled from the free throw line in the college basketball crown championship, they made their free throws. And those last two categories, made threes and made free throws, the key guy in those stats and why West Virginia made 15 threes and was plus 8 from the free throw line is Honor Huff. Honor Huff saved the best for last. For his college career, we've seen multiple times this season where there's a few-minute stretch where Honor Huff takes over the game on the offensive side of the floor. And he absolutely did that today, and it was early. Honor had 5 threes in the first 11 minutes of the game, including 3 in a row, including the last 3 in that 3 in a row. Obi Oha passes it out, Honor's guy to extend, catch the balls, set. He's like 5 steps behind the free throw line or behind the 3-point line. Chucks it because the guy's not expecting it. Goes in. So flaming hot, like glass blowing hot early in the game. And then he went cold, very cold. And then he got it back. And in the last 4 minutes of the game, He was responsible for 12 of West Virginia's points, two threes, free throws, an assist to Brendan Laurent. And then in overtime, he scores seven and assists a key Jasper Floyd three. Honor finishes with 38 points, which is a college career high. He played at BMI. He played at Chattanooga. Finishes his college career at West Virginia and finishes on a high. Can't do better than that. Going for a career high 38. He made eight threes in this game. He shot 12 free throws, made them all. Four assists, eight threes. Goes into the West Virginia University basketball record book by passing Frank Young today for the most three-pointers in a season with 120. And he did it in one less game than Frank's 116 back in the 2006-07 season. What a way to finish your college career, getting Gus Johnson excited in Las Vegas. Congrats to Honor Huff on a great finale. And when Honor went cold during the game, Chance Moore kept West Virginia afloat. Are you sitting down? Guess how Chance Moore scored the ball. At one point, Gus Johnson tried to give Chance the nickname Left Hand Chance. And he did that. Stop me if you've heard this one. Picture Chance Moore at the left wing with the ball. He gets the ball. And what do you think he does? Just picture it. No, he didn't spot up and shoot the ball. No. No, he didn't. He didn't dribble right. Okay, I'll tell you. He has the ball on the wing. This happened multiple times. He has the ball on the left-hand wing, drives with his left-hand baseline. And it seems like the guy's guarding him. It's not like he actually blows by the guy. Some of those times, the guy is with him, and yet he keeps going, right? He keeps getting towards the basket until he's at the basket, and then he either dunks or makes a close shot or gets fouled. And when Honor Huff went cold, somebody needed to pick up the offensive slack and keep West Virginia in the game. And that was Chance Moore. And he had 13 points in the second half. Chance Moore finishes his college career back-to-back double-doubles, 19 points overall, 7 of 8 shooting, 5 of 9 from the free throw line, 10 rebounds, 3 steals. So finishing his college career on a high note in Las Vegas, Chance Moore. Jasper Floyd finishing his college career quiet for most of the game on the scoring front, did not score in regulation, did score in overtime. And he opened up West Virginia's down 6 in overtime. Honor Huff finds Floyd in the left-hand corner, makes a 3. And then late in the shot clock with the game tied, Jasper hits a contested 3 from the top of the key, puts West Virginia up 3. As part of a 13-0 run, West Virginia finishes the game to win the crown. So Jasper finishes with 6 points, 6 assists, no turnovers. In his college career finale, Brendan Laurent, college career finale, once again his steady self. Some bad passes, which is like a 2025, 2026 bingo card spot, is a bad Brendan Laurent turnover. Steady Eddie, offensively, 15 points, 6 of 8 from the field, made a couple of threes, 8 rebounds, arguably the most consistent Mountaineer on both sides of the floor all season long. What a great way to finish his college career, being the steady guy on the team, consistent guy. Harlan Obioha, he played and struggled with foul trouble, did not score a ton this game, only had 2 points. But he somehow finished the game with a plus minus of plus 38. In a game that goes to overtime, it's super impressive. And yes, did he sit when Oklahoma made their big run? Yes. Did Oklahoma make that run because Obioha was not on the floor? Who's to say? But plus 38 is impressive, no matter what the circumstances. So shout out to Obioha in his college career finale by going plus 38. Now, this is not cold water. This is just an observation. West Virginia won this game. But Harlan Obioha, when West Virginia was down in overtime, had the ball at the top of the key and shot an uncontested three. It was insane. It a sign of why West Virginia, respectfully, was not in the NCAA tournament. Not because Harlan Obioha was making bad decisions all season, but in the tournament final, in overtime, he didn't see anybody guarding him from three because, yeah, that one time he made a three against Arizona. That happened. That's the only three I think he had attempted in college was that game. He attempted two threes in Las Vegas under the, you know what? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I'm shooting threes. That three. Now, if that was an NCAA tournament game with stakes, not the final, but just first round game, West Virginia's in overtime and Harlan Obioha shoots a three and it doesn't go in, which it didn't, I may have screamed at my TV or worse. I may have had to pause the game, take a, or like walk the dog, really shake that off. Then in a key part, I'm going out on a limb here. Ross Hodge did not want it. It was audacious. It was an audacious shot. I mean, and if it wasn't at the college basketball crown, it's nightmare fuel. Just, if Harlan Obioha is shooting a three 3 minutes into the game, still jarring, but, you know, 37 minutes of basketball left to play. The game is in the balance. West Virginia's behind. This is not the way to catch up. I mean, it was wild. And so you've heard what my actual reaction to was. I laughed really hard, but a little bit different laugh than what you just heard. Not in a tickled way, and somewhere in between being tickled and spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, when Walter White is laughing in the crawl space, my laugh was in between like being tickled and Walter White in the crawl space. Hard to explain, but Harlan finishes his college career plus 38, college basketball crown champion. Trayson Eaglestaff, he made a couple of threes before watching most of the second half and overtime, dealing with the injury. Looked like he had a brace. There were reports that he was dealing with a turf toe, and Chance Moore was hot. So Chance Moore played the minutes that Eaglestaff didn't. DJ Thomas made another three. Not his best day, but he had three assists. So showing another side of his game. Impressive. Passes, all three of them. And this was not a greatest hits game. We saw some of the hits, but a version of this game has happened multiple times this year. West Virginia goes up early. They were up 15 with Honor Huff going off. Oklahoma responds with a 25-4 run to take the lead in the halftime. They extend the lead to 13 in the second half. And that's an opportunity for West Virginia to shut it down. And time after time with this group, that didn't happen. You can find the exceptions, but for the most part, West Virginia found their way back into games. And they wouldn't die. And they didn't lay down today. They hang around. Honor Huff goes cold. Chance Moore keeps them in business. West Virginia causes some turnovers. They don't cause misses, but they get some turnovers, get the game to overtime, dig a six-point hole in overtime, and then come back. Oklahoma finally starts missing some shots. West Virginia scores the final 13 points of the game, And just like everyone expected, when West Virginia goes to Las Vegas, West Virginia scores over 80 points in all three games in Las Vegas, and they're coming back to Morgantown with a gigantic crown.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
So congratulations to the group. Congratulations to the coaching staff. And the positive, I did the cold water earlier. The positive of West Virginia winning the college basketball crown, it's the day before the last college basketball game day of the year, Michigan playing UConn in the NCAA final in Indianapolis. So people are watching this game, not as many as who's going to watch Monday night, but if you're tuning in and watching the College of Basketball Crown and you're seeing Coach Hodge speak and you're seeing Honor Huff speak, they are advertising the basketball program, the foundation, year one of Ross Hodge at WVU. And what they presented today was positive vibes and not quitting. And lots of talk. The word love was used a bunch in not just the postgame comments today, but throughout this Las Vegas trip. Honor Huff is saying how much the team love they have for each other. Coach Hodge is talking about it. And this team, plenty of seniors compensated. They could have went to Las Vegas, treated it like an actual senior trip, not take it serious. If they get down a little, they could go down big, bow out Thursday, go their separate ways. That absolutely, would that have been a great look? No, it wouldn't have. But they could have done it. It wouldn't have been out of the realm of possibility that they could have done that. And instead, what they kept talking about of accepting the crown invitation, they may have had to, but they wanted to keep playing together. They kept talking about it. And it showed itself on the court and on the bench. Guys who haven't played minutes this year, engaged, enthusiastic. And I think Coach Hodge said it best in the postgame. Nothing ever comes bad from winning. And again, the best result from going to Las Vegas is winning the thing. And West Virginia, it's not the NCAA tournament, but West Virginia is one of only three teams in April that will finish their season with a win. The winner of Michigan-UConn, congrats to Auburn for winning the NIT, and the college basketball crown champions, WVU. Everybody else ends with a loss. And so congratulations for West Virginia being one of those postseason winners. The confetti flew. It put a bow on the 2025-2026 season with some college career defining performances, especially from Honor Huff. So congratulations to this crew for winning the most exclusive postseason tournament in Division I basketball. Next week on Unreasonable Doubt, we'll give out the end of season awards. I haven't done that in a while. There's been some turmoil. Haven't given out postseason awards on this podcast since 2023. Google what's happened between 2023 and now, but we're back. Going to give away postseason or end of season awards. Who's going to win the Cammies? I call them the Cammies on Unreasonable Doubt. The Cammies are given to the best and worst of the basketball season. Who's going to win the Cammies? Named after my favorite Mountaineer basketball player of all time, Cam Thurman? We'll find out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Spotify Podcast, Overcast Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season, they had 21 wins and they had 14 losses.